Find C-Mac.
Now your host, TJ Reeves.
All right, welcome in. Hope you had a great Christmas. We're all now getting ready for the finale of the 2012 Buccaneers season and a brand new year. Can we believe that 2012 is almost over?
That's insane, right?
It's almost 2013. Gerald McCoy, good to see you.
You too, DJ, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
How was Christmas?
Christmas was tremendous for us. You know, I got the four-year-olds. And I've been saying this for the last 24 hours. We now have enough toys between the in-laws, my parents, and the relatives to stock a Toys R Us at the house if we had to.
That's great. You know, people always ask, like, what do you get somebody who can get anything they want? My dad got me one of those Droid 2.0s. I don't know if you've seen those. It's with the four. It has four propellers, and it's like – kind of futuristic looking.
Really?
Well, you have to download an app on your iPad to control the plane. It's insane.
This is a plane, like a remote control plane.
Yes. It's insane. It's huge going right now.
It's not something you asked for? He surprised you with it.
Yeah, it's something that's huge going around right now. It's a new apparently, this is not the first one. This is the second one. That's why I guess it's called 2.0.
So did you spend some of Christmas afternoon, Christmas night trying it out?
I did. I actually, man, my fiance is going to get so angry. I haven't told her yet. I actually, like, chipped the top of one of the kitchen chairs off.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Flying it around the kitchen?
Because it has an indoor and outdoor mode. So the indoor, I had it hovering, and it started to spin a little bit, and then the kid came out of me, and it just, boom, I just got too excited, and I shifted it too hard, and scrape, there it is.
Okay, so, but you don't, you know, because you explained to us before, for those that are just joining us, that the kids went to Oklahoma, so you can't, for Christmas, because you can't blame it on the kids.
I can't.
You're going to have to take the rap.
I do.
For chipping part of the furniture in the kitchen.
Yeah, and I spent most of Christmas putting together my son's basketball goal.
So he does not know about that? He does. He does.
But I told him.
It's not up, though.
He didn't know it was up. He doesn't know it was up. And then I put it up. So when he comes home, it's a basketball goal sitting there. So
this begs a question. Did you have to dunk one on the
I hung on the rim. I didn't necessarily go try and dunk because I still have a game to play.
Right, right.
You know, but I did hang on the rim.
All right, so this is all good stuff. Hope everybody out there had a safe holiday and a Merry Christmas. And, again, we're going to talk about a lot of different stuff tonight, including the upcoming game with the Falcons, the finale of the 2012 season. We have not had a chance to talk with you since the Rams game. I know it didn't go the way that anybody wanted. We talked a lot last week about Sam Bradford. Did you at least, after the game, get to say hello to Sam?
I did. I got to give Sam a big hug, man. He tried to shake my hand. I looked at him like, come on, Sam. You know, we're not going to shake hands. He was like, you're right. My fault. You know, so we got a hug after the game. And I kind of gave him a little shove, like, you know, now get off me.
You almost got to him two, three different times. You had him in the end zone, in your sights one time.
I did. And that was, you know, one thing I told myself, if I don't get the actual sack, I just have to get a good hit or slam him at least once. And I got both. So, hey, you know, next time I see him, I can say, listen, it's a lifelong dream of mine to be able to hit you and not get yelled at by my coach.
Exactly, because at Oklahoma, he was off limits.
Oh, he was off limits, man. You couldn't even, I mean, it's like we couldn't even sniff the same air as him.
Did he say anything after you popped him or just get up? It was business as usual.
It's business as usual. I didn't want to talk to him. I don't know you when the game's going on. I don't. I don't know you.
I like that. All right, we will take your phone calls here tonight. If you've got questions, if you've got comments, 990-4620. If you are in Pinellas, 727-461-4620. Toll free, 1-800-596-BUCKS. 1-800-596-2827 is the toll free number to join us. You can also tweet me a question or a comment. Do that at Buck Sideline Guy, BUC, Buck Sideline Guy, if you have questions and comments. One other thing about the aftermath of that game, the first ever Faith and Football Buccaneer home game took place. I know Scott Dawson was preaching, the Newsboys were singing. You actually came out and spoke to the fans after the game was over with. What was that like to be involved with all of that? Because we haven't had a chance to ask you.
That was the greatest part of that whole day. seeing, because I didn't think that many people were going to stay, but it was kind of spread out in the stands, and there was a few people sprinkled on the field. And as I kept talking, I mean, the field filled up with people. And I just asked everybody, I said, listen, I just want everybody to, whatever you're doing, just stop and pay attention to what I'm saying. Listen to what I have to tell you, because this is about life. This is not about football. And being able to, I believe, us as Christ followers or believers, the Bible tells us we're supposed to go out and create disciples. So me having an opportunity to do that in front of that crowd, it was amazing, man. And I really thoroughly enjoyed it. I had a blast.
And this is kudos to you. I know you don't want me to brag on you, but that was not the easiest of situations. After a tough loss, I mean, there was a 50-50 chance that you were going to win or lose the game, obviously. After a tough loss, to get out there and go immediately after the game and address the crowd, and I talked to numerous people that said, wow, what a message you gave to that crowd. So we're going to brag on Gerald McCoy here for a half second on your show to get out there immediately after a game like that and talk. It means a lot to you, though, and
yeah,
you've talked about that all year long.
I believe, you know, what my assignment was that day was bigger than football. My assignment on, you know, what I've been put on this earth to do was bigger than my career. Like I said, as a Christ follower, we're called to go out and create disciples. So regardless of what happened with my career, my true assignment was not done yet. And that's what I needed to focus on. And that was my complete focus. I could deal with the game later. Right now I have an assignment that God's given me, and I have to execute it. And that was my total focus after the game, and that's why I was able to, you know, go up there and do it.
Great stuff here from Gerald McCoy, who is with us one final time. This is it. You don't know what you're going to do with your Wednesday nights without me. Probably go have a good time somewhere.
Yeah.
Have fun
I don't – I've just been trying to think all week coming up to this day what I will do on
Wednesdays
the following
without
Wednesday. Yeah. What am I going to do?
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? We enjoy getting to talk to the folks, even if you don't enjoy sitting and talking to me. And this is one more opportunity for you folks out there that are Buccaneer fans to say hey to Gerald before the season is up. Again, I gave you the numbers to do that. You were back on the practice field again today after the holiday. And
great practice.
Again.
Great practice.
Ready to go.
Really a great practice, man. Living in Tampa, you have your weather.
Right.
That will try and weasel his way in and mess up what you got going. But Coach Shiano, man, he's such a great coach. I mean, his plan and how he works around things and his whole staff and everything that's put together here is just wonderful, man. And they worked around it, and we got out there. And
well, let's explain what happened, because a line of thunderstorms moved through ahead of the cold front that is coming into our area. A lot of the country has gotten blasted by the cold weather and the snow.
My home state did.
They got some big-time snow in Oklahoma?
Yeah, my family usually gets together, but they couldn't even get on the roads.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
So
it was
that got
bad.
Here in part about lunchtime today with big rain, and that – put a little cramp on practice for a little while because of the thunderstorm, right? The lightning.
We went out there and got full practice in. We got full practice, and, you know, everybody was locked in and focused. And that's why when people ask me, do you think that this team is doing this or doing that, I always say this team is going forward and moving forward due to the fact of how we react to losses. With the streak we're on right now, you would think we would start to kind of deteriorate a little bit or be a little rocky. Not at all. Everybody comes into this building, coaches, players, everybody who's involved in this that we're doing for 2012 comes into this building every time, every day we have a chance to prepare, and everybody's 100% focused. Nobody's down. Everybody has an eye on the prize, and that's why I love what we have going right now.
Again, the voice of Gerald McCoy giving us some insight into this week. We will talk about the Atlanta Falcons. We have got some other subjects to obviously cover as well on one final show here on this Wednesday night on Buccaneers Total Access. Again, 990-4620 if you're in Hillsboro. If you're in Pinellas, you want to say hey to Gerald, you got a question, comment, 727-461-4620. Toll free wherever you can hear the show. And we've been impressed all year. Buck fans everywhere, all over the country.
Over.
You even got a call from Mexico City, Mexico.
Mexico City, that's that was
earlier
insane.
In the year from a big Buccaneer fan.
Right.
So you never know where they are. Again, if you can hear us with technology wherever you are, 1-800-596-BUCKS, 1-800-596-2827. We will pause here and be back here on this Wednesday on the Buccaneers Radio Network. We are back in here one more time on a Wednesday night with Buccaneers Total Access with number 93, Gerald McCoy, as the Bucs get set to take on the Atlanta Falcons. And that is coming up Sunday at the Georgia Dome, as that is the final game of 2012. Again, we will take your phone calls. We've got much to discuss, not just about the Falcons, but some other things that are going on. And, Gerald, you got something special that's going on here tonight with the radio show.
We definitely have a special guest in the house, my man Chris. Chris, introduce yourself.
Yeah, everybody. My name is Chris, and have an opportunity to be on this show thanks to a friend of mine, Joe, and Opus Capital. So I just want to say thank you to them for making this possible and for you guys for having me here.
Now, he won a contest. Is that correct?
Yeah, he won a contest.
Was it an auction contest?
Yeah, I think it was an auction, yeah. And I think the proceeds went to charity, so it was like for charitable cause. And
so wait a minute. Joe won the contest, who runs the business, but he let you come take the spot to sit by Gerald McCoy. Joe must be some kind of boss.
He's a good friend, and I've known him for a long time, and he knows that I'm a pretty big Bucs fan, so he made this possible. Yeah.
Joe, if you're listening, you're the man.
We love that. What does it mean to you, Gerald McCoy, to have Buccaneer fans who you hear from and see from all the time that are just thrilled to be associated with anything going on Bucs, with the team, with guys like you, your radio show, whatever? What does that mean, loyalty from the fans?
Oh, that's great, man. You hear me say this all the time, man. We love our fans. I definitely do, because I don't think people realize, you know, they say, well, this person in the NFL, that person, it's a privilege to do this. It's a gift from God, and it's a privilege to be able to do what we do. But for somebody to, you know, look up to you or enjoy what you do so much to where they, you know, just want to meet you or talk to you or just want you to write your name on a piece of paper, I mean, that is a privilege, and it's great. And I don't want to be one to take advantage of it at all, because it could just as easily not be me. It could be somebody else, and it could not be happening. So that's why any of the fans I see, you know, I try and show them as much love as possible. And, you know, they tell me thank you, and I say, no, thank you, because without you guys, we definitely wouldn't be whoever you guys think we are. So
that's great. So now, Chris, how long have you been a Buck? Have you lived in the area your whole life, or how long have you been a Buck fan? What's your story?
Yeah, I went to high school at Bloomingdale and then Burns Junior High School, played football at Bloomingdale, and season ticket holders with a friend of mine, Jose. And I try to make it down to every game. I live in South Florida now. My parents live here in Bloomingdale still. But
cool.
I come down for most of the games, so I'm a pretty diehard fan.
Is this the first time that you've met this guy, number 93?
It is, yes.
How cool is this guy?
He's very cool. He's very cool. This is not quite what I was expecting, but as far as being here on the show and seeing things behind the scenes, but he's very cool. Very cool guy.
Yeah.
And I have heard the show a few times, so I kind of knew what to expect, but not exactly.
Dude, Chris, is he kind of natural at this right now? He's kind of flowing, right?
Are you saying that I may be in jeopardy here?
TJ?
I mean, I was practicing a little bit. You know,
TJ, you asked me what I was going to do with the rest of my Wednesdays. Me and Chris are going to do some practices. So next year, you might not be sitting
Jobs
in that chair,
are on
buddy.
The line. Jobs are always on
no
the line.
Doubt.
All right. Well, Chris, it's great to have you.
Appreciate you guys having me here.
Thank you.
So, again, and, you know, there's something else that I want to talk to you about, too, and I promise we'll get to the Falcons game, and if you got questions, comments, you can do those. But since we last did the radio show, you guys as a defensive line went and did a holiday and Christmas shopping spree. This was last Thursday. Tell me a little bit about what you and the D-line does Christmas did to surprise a bunch of families and Buck fans in the Tampa Bay area last Thursday.
D-Line Does Christmas was great, man. One thing you guys may hear me say from time to time is I'm a firm believer in the biggest way to show your faith is the things you do for people. And the great thing about D-Line, man, D-Line is everybody is just always – wants to give. It's not a selfish line, and came up with an idea that we just want to take care of some families in Christmas season, and hooked up with the guys upstairs and Bucks organization gave us a lot of help, and we came up with, you know, the D-Line Does Christmas. Well, what we were able to do is bring in, how many families was it?
30.
30 yep. families. And we brought them in, and we told them that they were going on a tour of the facility. So we get them all in the auditorium, and it's this whole little kind of showcase. And then I walk out, and they're like, you know, what is he doing here? And then, you know, it's revealed that we brought you guys here to get you guys, give you guys Christmas gifts. And we started out with a Hess gift card, and then we gave all the kids a helicopter. Then we gave them Publix gift cards.
Wait.
Little toy helicopters.
Tell me about the helicopters.
They were little Hess toy helicopters.
All right.
Not cool. Like the one I got.
I was just
not
wondering.
Like the one I got. But they were, you know.
That's a cool helicopter gift.
They were right. Very cool. All right. And then they got a Publix gift card so they can get the family something to eat. And then we told them, okay, now we're going to take you on the tour. Walked them down to the weight room. And then surprised them with even more gifts. And all the kids ran and got the gifts. And they thought it was over. We said, we got even more stuff.
Wow.
And we took them on a shopping spree at Target. And, I mean, to see one thing that stood out to me is I seen – it was two different things, actually. One mother – I mean, when we brought out the Hess gift cards and the helicopter – you know, she was overjoyed. But when we handed her that Publix gift card, I mean, she just broke down in tears because, you know, I don't know what she was going through, but whatever it was, she needed that Publix gift card.
There you
and
go.
That's the whole point of this, is to make somebody else smile and to be able to help and take care of somebody else. And another thing that stood out is we were at Target and there was this little girl who was looking for an Easy Bake Oven. And she kept looking for it while I was walking around the corner. And she ran and caught me. And she said, I found it! And she got an Easy Bake Oven, man. And that was one of the greatest sights I've seen all night, man. So it was wonderful. The whole D-line was involved. It was a collective group effort. And, you know, the whole Bucks organization got involved. And, you know, people that work here came and just volunteered their time. And it was just great.
Well, and let me again brag on you guys and the organization, because these people will talk about last Thursday for the rest of their lives. Those kids who are old enough to have realized what was going on, they will talk about that until they're 80 years old, hopefully, mm-hmm. about what that is. So that's neat to be able to,
yeah,
to get.
Now,
confess, when they started tearing into the gifts in the weight room, did they get to open the gifts, or they just took the wrap packages?
It was in the breezeway.
So they're
right
just coming
the
in.
Room.
They're just coming and finding the toys, or were right. they wrapped?
No, it was just toys, and okay. We had them all in nice bags.
So when
and stuff.
They started going into the toys, did you join in and start playing games and playing with the toys for the kids? Come on, confess.
No, I
no?
didn't. I left right. the kids having fun.
I know,
fun.
But I know you love to play with the toys
I
and the kids.
I definitely do, but I have my own toys at home,
right.
And I have little action figures. I have Avengers. I have. All the, not to get off subject, but I have all four of the official Avengers action figures, the ones that they only made and they're not making them anymore. I have
see.
All four. That's
so
off subject, but I had to let everybody know.
You had to let,
I have them.
You're a collector. All right,
yes.
There on that. But I know how you love, and so going up and down the aisles at Target, did you have the shopping cart along with the families there, helping them stock
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I was going from family to family. I didn't devote my time to just one family. I was going from family to family, and then at
what about the checkout line?
The checkout line was probably the highlight of the night. I got to bag everybody's stuff.
Really?
Yes.
And so that was a highlight for you.
It was a highlight.
Big time, multi-million dollar
professional. I wish I remember my little man's name. I know if he's listening, he's probably going to be upset I forgot his name, but he knows who he is. And if anybody's listening, he will tell you he's talking about me. I had my little man, he was my partner with bagging the groceries. So what we would
do
is – and the toys, yeah. So what we would do is –
because we're talking about like dozens and dozens,
oh, this
if
is
not
a whole
hundreds
bunch
of toys.
It's a whole
okay.
bunch of toys.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just went from, you know, counter to counter just bagging up toys. It was great. I even learned how to ring something. I mean, hey, listen.
You have a future gig if you want it.
If I want
saying.
It, if I want it, I know what I'm doing.
I love this. All right, again, Buck fans, Gerald McCoy with us here. It is Buccaneers Total Access as we continue on this Wednesday night. 990-4620 if you're in Hillsboro. If you're in Pinellas, 727-461-4620. And again, toll free wherever you can hear the show, 1-800-596-BUCKS, 1-800-596-2827. As Gerald is sharing some great stuff from the D-Line Does Christmas. Is this the first time the D-Line had done this, or had you done this the year before? Okay, so it's first time, and it obviously went well. Did you have a lot of people that just happened to be in the Target shop that are all of a sudden looking around going, what in the world's going on?
Yeah, I got stopped by two couples. They were together. I think it were two brothers and their girlfriends, and one guy came to me. He was like, oh, get Gerald McCoy. I want to take a picture. And I stopped him, and I said, he said, I'm a huge fan. I said, you can't be a huge fan. You have a Texas hat on. And his girlfriend was like, I went to OU. And I'm like,
I like her.
Listen, you can have the picture. Tell your boyfriend to stay away from me. But I took the picture with him anyway.
So there you go. All right. You tolerated
a Texas. He probably liked Roy Miller.
It was the Christmas season, the holiday season. You tolerated a Texas fan.
I tolerated a Texas fan.
All right. So, again, you can also tweet in a question or comment if you like. Do so at Buck Sideline Guy, B-U-C, Buck Sideline Guy, here tonight. So we've been talking a lot about giving and giving back. And, I think a lot of fans appreciate that from the organization and have been in the Christmas spirit. That's or the holiday spirit, whichever the case is. For the last couple, 3 weeks. And it's, again, and just as a general term, it's hard to believe this season is just about over with. There's one regular season game left, and then it's done.
But the thing about this, like I said, I always say that this organization is moving forward, and this team is moving forward with how we, bounce back after a loss. What we're trying to do is right now is finish the season on a high note. So that's everybody's focus is it doesn't matter who we're about to face, whether it was the Falcons all the way to the Patriots. It doesn't matter who it is. We're trying to finish out on a high note. So we're only focused on what we can do right or what we can get better at and what we need to do to get a W with whoever we're facing going into this game.
Overall, again, we'll get specifically into the Falcons in just a little while, but overall on this season, you've talked about the coaching staff and what they've instilled on this team. What do you want to say as the season is winding down and wrapping up about this team coming together and with a new staff and playing in 2012?
This team has made a complete 180 from where we were at. And to bring in an all-new coaching staff and have players that don't know the coaches don't know the players, and for what the coaching staff and the organization as a whole was able to do this year – I think it's outstanding. Are we where we would love to be? And I like to be where we would love to be. No, we're not. But what we were able to do this year is outstanding to me with how everything was put together and how things came together. There was a lot of highlights and flashes this year of great things and things to come. But with the great thing, with new things, there's always growing pains. And we had our number of growing pains, but we were able to see what those are, and that's why we want to finish out on a high note. Then when we go in off season, we don't have that bad taste in our mouth, and we know what we have to do going into the following season.
And it's always a learning process. You've talked about that. Other players, the head coach in here on Monday nights, you're always learning. You're always trying to get better, right? Even in this final week of the year, even as it ends up with the Atlanta Falcons, you're trying to learn things and apply things for 2013, right? When it's all said and done.
Definitely, man. You did that. People may not believe it, but that last, finishing a game, or finishing a season with a W, whether it's the Super Bowl or regular season, that's momentum going into the off season with training and then when you come back for OTAs and things of that sort, then going into camp, I mean, that coming off a win is momentum. And we definitely can use that momentum going into, 2013.
Let's go to the phones. Pete in Tampa has been hanging on. You're on with Gerald McCoy here on Buccaneers Total Access. Hey, Pete.
Hey, gentlemen, thank you very much for taking my call. Wish you both a very happy new year. Gerald, I wanted to know a couple of – well, first of all, I just want to say congratulations on a great season, man. I've been a Bucs fan since 79, and TJ knows that I'm a regular caller into the show, and I couldn't be happier about the way this season has turned out. I mean, I'm a – it's a lot of people could have just scrapped the season, and said, you know what, we're going to be in a rebuilding year. You know, let's just go about it and play it out. This team did a lot of great things. Anybody who watched every single game knows that, this team is really up and rising and a team that will be contended with next year. I just wanted to ask you, when you get a sack, what is that thing that you do with your hand? I'll just care here. All right, you guys have a great night. God bless.
That first off, thank you. I really appreciate it. And that I do is kind of an inside joke that started with Frank Okam and Roy Miller and myself.
Two more and Texas kinda, guys, right.
Yeah, and it kind of spread out throughout the whole team. And I really, honestly, I wish I could tell you, but
you
I would kind of have to break it down to you. So
you got
to
keep it inside.
Just know that it's just an inside thing, and it's just something that's,
I haven't
you know, that
noticed.
We started.
Do others do it too?
Mm-mm.
You're the only one that does it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so fans, pay attention for Sunday with whatever it is when you're making a hit and making a play. Pete's aware of that. Notice that we've talked about that on another occasion, too, that different things go on. I mean, we had Mason Foster in here on Friday night, and Mason likes to do kind of like the Ric Flair wrestling, you know, stomp or whatever that is. There's the strut, if you will. So there's different things that go on there during a game and add some spice to it. All right. So anyway, we've got much still to cover here with Gerald McCoy tonight. We will pause here at the moment. Again, you can join us on the phones. We will talk Atlanta Falcons. Also, the Pro Bowl announcements are coming up tonight. And fans love the insight into the voting of the Pro Bowl. And I'd love to have you talk some about that, too, as we go along here on this Wednesday night. Final show with Gerald here on Total Access for this 2012 season. And we get ready for the Bucs and the Falcons in the finale on the field. And that is coming up on Sunday at 1 o'clock from Atlanta. We will be right back here on this Wednesday night on the Buccaneers Radio Network. Back in with number 93, Gerald McCoy, here on this Wednesday evening as Buccaneers Total Access for 2012. Gradually winding down here. Our last time with Gerald here in 2012 as the regular season finale will take place in Atlanta. And that is coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the Falcons, as I keep promising. We will get back to your phone calls. Again, 990-4620 if you're in Hillsboro, 727-461-4620, and toll-free 1-800-596-BUCKS. 1-800-596-2827 is the toll-free number to join us. They are going to make the Pro Bowl announcement. The NFL will, and they will publicize it, et cetera, in about a half hour as we're talking live here. I think the fans are fascinated to know this. Rondae Barber was talking about it a little bit last week for the fans that didn't get a chance to hear it on how you guys actually vote for the Pro Bowl. The vote actually took place from the players last week, correct? And if you could just elaborate a little bit on how you guys voted, because there might be some misconceptions on how the vote goes and how it takes place. So tell me about how you guys voted.
Well, it can go a number of different ways. I mean, we get ballots, but, you know, Rondae being such a savvy vet and him having done this mm-hmm. before, done it so many times, he took leadership and said, listen, we played as a unit. We all went out there on the field as a unit. We know who we've played against, so let's decide as a unit. And we all got in one room, and how we did it, we just went down the list. This position, that position, that position, and how it goes is defense votes for offensive guys, and then offense votes for defensive guys. Well, we just went down to each position and put our top, you know, he said, okay, you got quarterbacks, blah, 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 and we put them on the board. And we went down, and if there was only enough for three people or four people, then we just picked our top four. Boom, that's it.
Just in general terms, without getting specific, was there some healthy debate on some guys amongst
there
the D
was.
Line?
There
a couple
was.
Different times there were you guys
some,
going back
some,
and forth.
There was some debate, but it all came. I mean, it was quick debate. It was like, okay. Well, this person did this. We said, well, if you think about it, that person, he's like, oh yeah, you're right. You know, it was real quick, and we just boom, 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 down, and there it was.
All right, so it's interesting. The fan balloting also took place, and that is part of this.
I think the fan voting is like a third of it or something like that.
And the coaches and GMs, I believe, or maybe just the coaches, whichever it is, also participate as one-third, and the players as one-third. And we all find out coming up here in about a half hour what's going to happen with the Pro Bowl. So there you go on the ballot. Just interesting insight. This is why we love Total Access on how it goes, and I hope the fans appreciate that too. All right, back to the phones. We talked about the show going all over the place, not just the Tampa Bay area. We go to California. Here is David in California with us on Buccaneers Total Access with Gerald McCoy. Hey, David.
Hey, TJ. What's up? G4. How you guys doing? Thank you for taking my call.
No problem.
I just wanted to basically ask you for a couple things. You're, you know, defensive captain and everything. So I need you to do this for me, Gerald. I need you to, number one, convince Rondé to come back another year. that's very important. Number two, give my props to the corners, because you know what? We got some young guys in, at corner, and we asked a lot from them this year, you know, for the role that they've been taking, and they did. You know, they've been fighting their butts off. I think they're doing a great job, and they're learning, you know, little by little. The more reps they're getting, the better they're getting. So, you know, give my props to them, please. And also, I just wanted to say with the offense, you know, it seems like we've been struggling a little, but I'm not really concerned about it at all. We have great talent, athleticism on offense. I'm really not worried about it. But I just seem to notice something. So if you could, like, you know, let coach know, or, you know, or the offensive coordinator, because I've noticed that we run the ball a lot when we're in running formation, which is what you're supposed to do. But I noticed that we usually, Doug Martin usually gets big runs when we're spread out, you know, and it's just Doug in the backfield. And it just seems like, and we don't really play action a lot. When we're in a running formation, I think we get a lot more plays when we, you know, play action and, you know, stuff like that. I just think we need to catch more teams by surprise, you know. We're very talented, you know. I just think we need some more of the surprise element in our offense.
All right.
That's basically it. But you guys have a great day. Let's go beat Falcons, and thanks for everything. And let those guys on defense know, you know, they're doing a great job.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate that.
All the way out in California.
All the way out in Cali. I always find it interesting to hear what the fans have to say and what they're thinking when watching the game. So, David, I really truly appreciate your opinion, and I'll work on Rondé for you, brother.
Have you already had that conversation with Rondé where you're saying, I'm not letting you leave, I'm going to lock you in the building?
Yeah, I hemmed him up in his locker one time.
He's going to get a lot of that, I'm sure, over the next few days, and as Sunday rolls around. And the only thing that I will say, having been around for the last 16 years, don't ever count that guy out for any reason, and do not assume that he is not going to be back. I mean, he is a special guy.
That dude is unbelievable with the things he can do.
The thing that I am the most impressed with, and I was watching it again even Sunday, still instinctive, quick to the ball, hitting people with tackles in the 16th week of the season, Gerald McCoy, at now 37 years of age. Rondé Barber can still play.
He's playing at a high level. Yep. He's not just playing. He's not just out there. He's playing at a high level and doing it right, man. It's crazy.
All right, back to the phones here on Buccaneers Total Access. Here is Doug in Clearwater. Hey, Doug.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Evening.
Hey, I'm glad you appreciate what the fans have to say, but you might not appreciate what I have to say. You said you had a 180-degree turnaround from last year. Last year you had 4 wins. We're looking at, right now, we're at 6.
Okay.
To me, that's not 180. You look at what we did in the New Orleans game. We had 0 points on the board, and they put up, 40, 41 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
A lot, right? From a fan standpoint, the current Tampa Bay squad has lost the area. You lost Tampa. You look at what the fans, how many fans are showing up. From 4 years ago, we had virtually 96% of the stadium filled out. And then we've been historically for the last 3 years, the bottom two, bottom three across the board. So when the team was good, obviously things are going good, but we also had a lot of attitude on defense. I'm not seeing any of that attitude, any of that in-your-face type stuff, any of that Warren Sapp Lynch-type stuff on the field. So, but even when they lose, we still had their backs. It looks like when we lose now, it's just that's the Buck way. I'm not seeing any of the old Buck way, you know, than what we have now.
All right.
That's it. All right, well.
Apparently that's it.
Actually, Doug, I actually do appreciate what you had to say, whether you believe it or not. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, and that's yours. And I appreciate it. I really do. First things first, before I respond, the fans, we know you guys are out there, and we love you guys, and we know we have your support. That's first things first. To answer some of Doug's questions, he said that at this point last year or whatever he's saying, if you look at how we were losing last year, we were getting blown out of the water. Any of the losses besides New Orleans, we've been in the game and we've lost either at the last minute or, you know, within one score. I mean, so, and with the numbers that our offense has put up this year, it's, if not the highest, one of the highest in history of the Bucs.
Correct.
You know, and I'm sorry, as bad as this is going to sound, I have to say it, and I'll deal with, you know, personnel later. Warren Sapp is not here anymore. John Lynch is not here anymore. Derrick Brooks is not here anymore. You have to deal with who's here, okay? We understand that those guys set a precedent that we have to live up to, but you guys as fans have to understand we are only who we are. We can only be us. Now, do we understand that you guys expect a certain type of play? Yes, we do. And we're working our hardest to make sure that we do that. I promise you, I guarantee you, Cosciano did not come in here for us to lose. He came in here and the personnel picked him because they believed he could bring in that old spunk that everybody's used to. And we're working our hardest to get back to that. But those players that you named, it's a completely new era. Those guys were great, and it's very clear that they're great. However, there's a new era of players, and we're working to be the best that we can be. So the fans have to stop comparing us to the old era. Those guys revolutionized the game.
Sure.
They changed the game with how they played. And those are almost once in a lifetime, you know, that's once in a lifetime players. We're starting a new brand and a new era, and that's what we're working to do. So I'm sorry if you feel like we haven't been what you expect us to be or what you want us to be, but I guarantee you the work we put in week in and week out, we're working towards it, and we're not going to stop. You know, and your opinion is very appreciated, but we're not going to stop. We're going to keep on pushing until we get to that point. And, you know, that's that. As simple as that. Those guys are not here anymore. We're here now, and this is who you have. And we're working to be the best that we can be. And we understand our fans are out there, and I guarantee you we're not working to disappoint you guys. We love you guys, and we want to go out there and put out, you know, our best foot forward and to bring that excitement back or that mean that you guys are looking for. I guarantee you that's what we're working towards. And Cosciano has a great plan, and I truly believe we're on the right path going that way. That's why I said we made a complete 180 as compared to where we are now as compared to last year. Because last year at this point, we had been blown out of the water
right.
for 9 straight games. You know, and that hasn't been the case this year. And so, you know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. And Doug, I appreciate yours. And, you know, I really do. Whether it seems like it or not, I really do appreciate your opinion. Because you, by saying all that, you're just showing that you care and that you pay attention. And that's why we love our fans, because they actually do care that we do well. And, you know, that's a great thing.
Well, and one other thing that I will add, having been in the media here for a long time, having been a Buccaneer fan, Gerald, you know this, long before I was ever in the media, this is a Buccaneer town. through and through. That's what you're talking about.
No doubt.
And the fans love this team. And, you know, he's making a point about people coming to the games, and that is up to the people that are here to want to come and support this team. And I have been here when that stadium has been full and rocking. I know Coach Schiano has talked about that, as have you. There is no substitute for having as many loud, crazed Buccaneer fans as there possibly can be. So, and it's been that way for a lot of occasions here, and it's a great advantage to have the Buccaneer fans behind this team to get their tickets and get behind this team. All right, quickly, Nick in Tampa has been hanging in there as well. Nick, you are next here with Gerald McCoy on Buccaneers Total Access. Hey, Nick.
What's up, guys? How you doing, Gerald?
What's up, Nick?
Not too much, man. Hey, happy new year to both of you guys. I just wanted to thank you, Gerald, for coming on the radio and doing what you're doing. It's much appreciated by the fans. I don't think you missed a week. You know, I know it's not the greatest thing you hear to hear the abuse and hear all the comments and whatnot, but I do want to thank you for being on the radio and taking the time out. We all do appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
My question was, you know, obviously there's ups and downs, and this year I'm a first-time season ticket holder this year. Because I'm a huge fan of, you know, the new coach and everything like that. So you guys work on this, anything as far as consistency is concerned? And I'll be quiet and listen as far as being in practice, to see emphasize on anything like that, that and the coaching staff. But, again, thank you for the well comments this year and being on the radio. And happy new year to you guys.
Okay.
Same to you, Nick.
Consistency is the word he used.
Yeah, and – one consistent thing Coach talks about is, you know, instead of saying a consistent behavior, he calls it ritual. That he has a bunch of various different rituals that he requires us to live up to. And one of those is paying attention to detail. You know, when he first got here, a lot of us thought that a lot of the things he would make us focus on was very petty and childish. But as time went on, we realized that it helped in the long run. And our attention to detail is one of the main rituals that we focus on. And that's really what he emphasizes in practice is details, details, details. And then he gives us a game plan each week. And whatever that game plan is, he gave us three ways he believes we can win, and he pushes those, pushes those all week, and that's our focus week in and week out. But, you know, the details and the little things is what he focuses on.
Good enough. Nick, thanks for the phone call. We might have time for another call or two here in our final segment. We also will talk Atlanta Falcons. We'll get to them as they are the final opponent of 2012. That's when we get back. It is Buccaneers Total Access with Gerald McCoy one last time here in 2012. We'll be right back on the Buccaneers Radio Network. All right, we are back in here on this Wednesday, and we get ready for the Buccaneers and the Atlanta Falcons. Again, you can squeeze in a quick call here, 990-4620. If you're in Pinellas, 727-461-4620. Toll free, 1-800-596-BUCKS. 1-800-596-2827 is the toll free for you to join us here on the program tonight. All right, real quick, I know you're a big NBA fan. It was Christmas Day with a lot of NBA action.
Dang it.
All right, so
Lakers won.
The Lakers did win against the Knicks.
Thunder did not win.
The Thunder did not win.
Trying
Miami.
To go two for two,
so
but I went one for two.
So needless to say, you were obviously watching a little NBA basketball, or at
least
some
highlights.
A little bit.
Hey, did the Clippers win? They went.
Clippers did win.
So they 14.
14 in a row
game
for the Clippers.
Woo,
did we
rolling.
Ever think that we would live long enough to see the Clippers with a 14-game win streak at the same time that the Lakers are struggling the way that they're struggling? You never know in pro sports. I mean, good grief. Clippers been awful for so long.
Yeah,
and yet they've gotten.
They
it
have a guy. You know, I'm going to brag on him a little bit. They have a guy from Oklahoma City who's pretty good. He's pretty good, and he's from Oklahoma City. You know, if you guys want to look up, if you watch the Clippers one day, there's a guy you might see flying through the sky from Oklahoma City.
An OU good. Guy,
and he's an OU guy.
And
just
Blake
said,
Griffin.
What's his name?
Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin, Oklahoma City 405.
Representing.
And he went to OU. Just saying.
So did you see, were you watching live? I don't know that you saw the highlight of the dunk. He had a couple of them. He had one dunk last evening against Denver that may be one of the top five dunks of the year on an alley-oop. I mean, we've seen a lot of his.
Is that
it's not unexpected.
A surprise, right, but, with that being what he's done since he's stepped on the scene? He's going to have a top five dunk of the year. That's
a given.
Him.
Yeah.
Every year.
Okay.
That's him.
But, I mean, they've won 14 games in a row.
I mean, they have
the
do you see the team they put together?
Correct. Chris Paul.
Oh, my gosh. They got Lamar Odom. And, you know, a big part of that is I'm losing my name.
Crawford is another scorer.
That's
yes.
That's what I'm thinking. He is a huge part of that team playing like that.
The biggest compliment before we get to the Falcons is Magic Johnson was doing the game in the studio last night, and he said, unfortunately for my Lakers, the Clippers have become the Showtime Lakers. He goes, they have become.
Come on, Magic.
I'm
now,
just saying,
I
this
understand
is magic.
Saying this is magic. That they've taken over L.A. for this year, but to give them that, come on.
I'm just saying.
They have taken over L.A. They have. They have, I mean, but, I mean, the Lakers are more mellow late. I mean, we got a bunch of old school cats. We got Ron Artest, Metal World Peace. We have Kobe, who's old for sports. We have Nash, who's old for sports. Gasol's
and old,
up
and
in
period.
Age.
Yeah.
You know,
Nash is 39 years old, so he's old, period. Well, I mean, yes, for sport, but I mean, he's been around a while.
Yeah, he had. But, you know, our team is kind of just slow, mellow, laid back type, and the Clippers are run and gun, you know, dunk. That's what they want to do. They run and gun, and, I mean, that's what – so when we play them, we're going to have to slow the game down.
There you go. Little NBA conversation here with Gerald from Christmas Day and all those games that were taking place yesterday. All right, on to the Atlanta Falcons and the game at the Georgia Dome on Sunday. So we know that Atlanta has already clinched the number one seed in the NFC. We don't know how much their starters are going to play. That's up to Mike Smith and their coaching staff. But just scout the Falcons a little bit because we anticipate that we will see some of Matt Ryan and Michael Turner and Roddy White, Julio Jones, et cetera, on that offense, Gerald. So what about going against the Falcons one more time here at the end of 2012?
The big three, you know, and I guess you can say a big four is Michael Turner, Roddy White, Julio Jones, and Tony Gonzalez. You know, or a big five.
Right.
You know, just Matty Ice. Those guys, man, what they've put together since Matt Ryan stepped on the scene in 08 has been amazing. And, you know, they're steady getting better. And they one thing they do a great job of is letting teams beat themselves. And that's why we have to be on the focus of details, you know, this week because they'll let you beat yourself and they'll just, you know, play pretty steady. And stay pretty stagnant all game. They won't do anything super amazing. They have big playability and those two wideouts they have. And but they're really good at letting you make mistakes, and they just take advantage of them.
You know, the first meeting against the Falcons, back-and-forth game. You guys did get after Matt Ryan some. You got a couple of interceptions, or at least one interception, and then a sack fumble when E.J. Biggers came off the corner there. Just talk about having gone against these guys 4 or 5 weeks ago and how it's going to help what you can apply to this regular season finale, Gerald.
Well, with the things we did in the last game, there was a lot of opportunities we missed that we started today with how we practice to make sure we don't miss those opportunities to make those plays. Because looking back on that game, you know, coach said, raise your hand if there's a play you can go pinpoint and look at where you could have done something different and it would have completely changed the game. And I mean, almost every person in the room raised a hand. So, like I said, they do a great job of allowing you to beat yourself. We have to take advantage of all the opportunities we're given, especially with a team like this, you know, one of the best teams in the NFL, if not the best, going into our last game, especially we want to finish on a high note.
That's the whole idea. I mean, you said that a little while ago here in the show, that this is essentially get the bad taste out of your mouth and finish the season strong with a win and point towards 2013, right?
Yes, definitely, man. We want to go out. I mean, it won't be how we want it to be. I mean, but let's be honest. It's only going to be how one team wants it to be, and that's the Super Bowl champion. But it'll be what we need. and, you know, we'll go in off-season with a win is what we're working towards.
All right, we'll take a quick timeout, and we'll come back with one final moment here with Gerald McCoy on Buccaneers Total Access. Stay with us for that on the Buccaneers Radio Network. All right, we are back in. It is Buccaneers Total Access as the Bucs get set to take on the Atlanta Falcons. And at 7 Eastern time here, the NFL Pro Bowl teams have been announced. And Gerald McCoy, congratulations. You are going to the Pro Bowl as a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for 2012. Congrats. What does that mean to you?
I don't have any words, man. First and foremost, I have to let everybody know this is an act of God, and everything I've been through in my career up to this point has been God's plan, and God's plan for my life. I always said that I stuck to it and just believed and trusted in Him, and. This is unbelievable, man. This is amazing. It's a dream come true.
All right, so the Pro Bowl team has now been officially announced, and Gerald voted in by his peers, by the fans, the combination vote with the coaches, et cetera, et cetera. And what a thrill that's got to be. By the way, we should mention, too, this is being announced as we speak, that the Buccaneers have 3 alternates on the Pro Bowl team. That includes Doug Martin off the offense, Vincent Jackson also off the offense as first alternates, and Rondé Barber is also an alternate for the 2012 Pro Bowl team. How about that? Your teammates are also alternates here, and depending on what happens, some
Rondé,
are all maybe.
Rondé is 97 years old. That is that is amazing, man. And then, you know, young Doug, that guy's incredible. And Vincent has been torture people all year, so to see those guys on there, man, it's unbelievable. You know, those guys, the fact that we were able to, you know, our peers see us in that light, man, that's great.
Again, Gerald McCoy with us here. We're staying over for an extra moment or two because we've enjoyed having him this entire season. And, hey, we're going to borrow him for an extra couple of minutes when we find out that number 93 is in the Pro Bowl. Caller earlier in the show brought up Warren Sapp, but also Leroy Selman's name gets thrown around as some of the greats. And it's a pretty cool feeling to get mentioned with those guys anytime. But you're now in line with getting to a Pro Bowl, like what those guys have done. Any thought on that here immediately after the announcement has been made?
That's
good company.
That's one.
That is one.
That's one. But I mean, my folks. That's great. And I really am lost for words. And you guys know I have a hard time talking about myself. I really want to focus on beating Atlanta. I really, really do. But this is a great honor, and I'm really at a loss for words. And this is, you guys have to understand what Gerald McCoy not being able to talk is, because there's never a time where I don't have something to say, and this is one of those times, and I'm just, you know, I don't know what to say, man, but I do know I want to beat Atlanta.
There you go.
We have to beat Atlanta, and we're preparing right now to beat Atlanta.
So there you go.
Listen,
congratulations. It has been a pleasure to sit with you throughout this 2012 season. One last time here. Go get the Atlanta Falcons Sunday. Happy New Year, and thank you, Gerald McCoy. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
There you go. Number 93, who is going to his first Pro Bowl. How about that? So it is outstanding here to have Pro Bowl defensive tackle Gerald McCoy with us one last time here tonight. My thanks also to Eric Sachs for producing things this evening. Also, Jeff Ryan here at One Buck Place. Alan Barrett taking care of us as well. Chris, our contest winner, got to sit in on a pretty cool night tonight as Gerald McCoy finds out that he makes the Pro Bowl team right here on the Buccaneers Radio Network. All right, we want to thank all of you for being with us here. You're going to join Hill and Schlereth from ESPN Radio coming up here on Sports Radio 620 WDAE. That is coming up straight ahead, and we'll talk to you later on the Buccaneers Radio Network. Good night.